feet, maybe less, or maybe a little
I
bit
might have
more.
A 2x4 at home, too. Sell it to you for 50 cents.
Okay. I'll see what I need.
All right, we are up and running for the podcast.
Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast. It's 15 September 2021. So just a few moments ago, I got another call on my phone. I have my phone turned to silent, and I got another call. I made a crucial mistake. So I got sucked into some clickbait stuff on, I don't know where it was, if I was on Twitter or what it was, maybe Facebook. And I got sucked into the ad about refi and low interest loan and this, that, and the other thing. So I started, and I know better than this. I know better.
Do
I
you?
Started putting in my
Do
information,
you?
And then it comes to you can put in all the information you want, but until you give them a way to contact you, you're pretty much in the clear. So In other words, you give them your email address or your phone number. And for some reason, and I knew better, I put my phone number in there and I hit submit. Ever since then, and this was on Monday, it's Wednesday, ever since then I have been inundated with phone calls. Just in the last 2 days, I have at least 9 phone calls from this
Rocket
number,
Mortgage.
From Rocket Mortgage. Now, I understand they're an advertiser. They spend money, so forth and so on. But don't you think at some, and they have to quit at some point. I'm not gonna. I will win. That's all I'm trying to say. I will win. They call me till the phone rings off the hook. And
well,
I'm not
just
gonna
answer it one time and say, you know what? I went with somebody else.
Yeah, I guess I could do that, but I don't even want to give them the satisfaction of picking
well,
up.
Well, you made the mistake.
I did.
But
the
point being here is you can't do anything or go anywhere without somebody wanting your information.
Oh, my goodness.
And if they get a piece of information that they can contact you on, forget about it. Game over.
It's
and
a lead. You know, that's
exactly.
How you're looked at it now, as a lead.
You know, it's no different than going to the store, and I go to the hardware store. I go to Home Depot, and it's not as covert. I mean, they go, do you want... They give you a choice. You want a printed receipt or printed an email.
Right.
Well, what they're really looking for is your email address, because then they can
exactly.
Inundate your inbox with ads or whatever it may be.
Yep.
Print only. I went to Michael's to get the kids a school, you know, stuff for a school project. And the lady, you know, checking me out says, can I get your email address, please? I'm like, I'd prefer not to give that to you. I mean, why? Why do you need my email address when I'm checking out? Just take my money.
Right.
All I want to do is buy this item, give you my money, and then move on.
I went through that yesterday. I went and bought a new tool. And instead of handing me a receipt, they want my email address, so they'll email me my receipt.
Another way
Which
just
I
to
gave
get
it to
your
them,
information.
But now they
right?
got my information. Now they know how to get a hold of me. Now they got my phone number, too. My zip code, everything.
Everything.
So everyone, you know... Look, these people who are out there going, yeah, they're putting a chip in your arm. Now, look, if they wanted to follow you, they can follow you.
Right.
They don't need to put a chip in your arm.
You've
but
probably
anyway,
given people more information than you can probably possibly imagine, and you're being worried about whether you're getting chipped with the vaccine
yeah.
or not.
So here's,
I mean, please.
Here's the other thing. It's like, why can't something that's listed for $5 be $5? So the tool that I bought was listed, well, it had a price on it. And I said, wow, that's the price on this tool? Well, not really. It's listed at $199, not $170. I'm like, wait a minute, why? It says $179 here, but if you look closely, with membership in a certain group.
You know
like
what they call that?
A number.
The fine print.
Yeah, the fine print. It's really one that I'm like, well, nowhere around here does it say that. It says only this, so... Bait and switch, or you're trying to hoodwink somebody.
Well,
but anyway,
it just never is
it
just, what it
so
is.
So if it's $5, why isn't it $5? Oh, right. That's really five. Well, $5, yeah. But plus this, that, you know, they got to be $6.25.
It's five.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's $5 if you have our exclusive membership card. I know. It's ridiculous.
I went to the grocery store the other day. Mm-hmm. 2 for $5. Perfect. Like that. Good price. Ring them up. It's 2 for $6. I'm like, wait a minute. Where's the $5?
Well, I know where you went, but you gotta do the ad. But here, I mean, you gotta scan the ad. I know. Well, here's, I agree with that. Why do I have to scan the ad? Why do I have to have a card? At least, you know, I like going to the part of the reason I like going to the grocery store that I go to, and you do have to, you know, scan the ad to get the ad price. Okay, that's fine. But they're always right there. But I don't need a membership card. Mm-hmm. I don't like the grocery stores that you have to carry the membership card to get the deal.
Yeah.
Look, just
we can punch in your phone number. That's how you do.
Well, you can, but why do I have to be a member here to get the deal at your grocery store? I'm here.
Right.
I'm here. I'm shopping. Just give me the best
price.
That's
the other
thing. Give me
the
advertised price.
You already got me. You know, and I get these things for, like, credit cards that I already have.
Mm-hmm.
I get phone calls from businesses that I already use. Like, I'm a cable subscriber. I get calls from a cable company. I get calls from AT&T. I'm like, I already fired you guys. I don't want you back. Stop calling me. I mean, what?
But it just isn't what it, you know.
It drives me crazy.
I mean, could you just, everybody wants your loyalty, right? Everybody wants your loyalty, all these stores. I will be more loyal to a place I don't have to be loyal to than a place where I have to be loyal to.
That's right. Let me choose how it works. It's frustrating. And, look, it's only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It's become, like I said, we're just, leads. Just wait till your kids, I mean, as they grow up.
Well, that's the biggest thing I fear with the kids now, and they go through some of it during school, you know, through school and whatnot, is you teach them how to be safe on the internet, not just click things and that.
Sure,
because
sure.
They could have my, for all I know, places have all my kids' information right now, right? But they don't get mine. Delete, delete, delete. No, no, no. Like, we have to go through all this cyber training here for Cumulus so that we don't click on a fake email and infect the whole
ransomware
or whatever, and infect the whole company.
That's coming very handy too, by the way. I have to say that's been very helpful
for home. See, it doesn't help me very much because the simple fact is I just delete, delete, delete anyways. But I just delete. I see some delete.
But it's easy
for some
though. They're getting so good at it that it looks authentic.
They are.
There are telltale ways to just. To find out if they are.
You're right. You're right.
So, like, I get this one all the time. I have a PayPal account. It tells me my PayPal account has been suspended due to some fraudulent activity. I get it constantly, and it's fake.
Sure.
And I know it's fake because I've called them on it. And it's the same one all the time, but there's a way to tell if it's real or fake. But so I just ignore it automatically. But that's how they get you in. Go, oh, my God, it's... Something's happened.
Right, that's the panic,
Here's
right? They
my
go
info
for the panic.
Now, fix it. No, now that we have your info, we're going to steal all your stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. So be careful out there.
You know, it's
kind
of funny because I read a story the other day that said, and I forget what the percentage was, but it doesn't really matter. They go, you can try to protect yourself all you want. They go, odds are that like 80% of the population has already had all their information hacked because
mm-hmm.
you've done business with somebody and you've
sure
and some primarily because some company has all your business and they've been hacked and they're like, you know what,
it hasn't been acted upon yet doesn't
right.
mean it doesn't it hasn't been had
right and the story said, you know, they're like 80% of the population has had all their information hacked, you just don't know it.
Sad but true. And I've had too many bad experiences. I've had a couple incidences already, more than a couple.
Yeah, I've had a couple with my debit card. We've shared our experiences.
Yeah.
Yours was more extensive than mine.
Yeah, and I still don't know how it happened or how people got away with it or whatever. I mean, you have cameras and, you know, but anyway, that's a different story. But anyway, I'm just a little frustrated. I had to air some of that out because of... A silly mistake I made. Don't do it. Don't give your information out. Don't hit send. And that's my advice for the day. You can find out more great advice like this and many other topics by joining us on the Bill and Rookie Experience. It airs at 6 a.m. every morning right here on The Fan.